if you look at other jurisdictions, the media works hand in hand with the police. So sometimes the attitude of some of our police personnel, at least might to be desired. Sometimes we ask the question, were they actually properly trained? So it leads me to say that sometimes they are the product of our training. So we have to look at the training regime we have for our police personnel. Since independence, I think it has not actually changed. You get people from the street, train them. We don't even have any data to even check their criminal background check. Give them only 6 months training, and they are fit to be peace officers. And some of them don't even know their roles. And these are some of the things we get. Like in my case, when I was assaulted, one of the policemen could not even write his own statement. And he's 12 years in the Ghana Police Service, a corporal for that matter. So I want to appeal to the police administration. This thing has become a subculture. And it is about time they expose these miscreants in the service that are trying to tarnish the hard-won reputation of the minority. And as long as the police administration are bent on protecting their own and are not bent on setting some of them as exemplars, this subculture will continue. Just yesterday, I don't know if you heard the news, about three police personnel renting their AK-47 to armed robbers. How did these people come into the service? And you see that the punishment they mete out to these people, it is not punitive enough. You see that it doesn't discourage others from going. We have heard these stories every now and then. I'm not sure this is the first time we are hearing that some policemen are renting their AK-47 to armed robbers. In the past, some have been caught. What has happened to them? You just dismiss them. And you don't follow the criminal element where they will serve jail term. So it is not punitive enough, it's not deterrent enough for others not to follow suit. And in the 21st century, we can conduct our policing in this manner.
Emmanuel Kutin is the Executive Director, Africa Center for Security and Counterterrorism.